This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Federal relief funds will be used to offer back-to-work bonuses of up to $1,000 for New Mexico residents who find a job in the coming weeks and stop receiving unemployment insurance benefits. Announced today, the program from Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is aimed at encouraging a return to work before federal unemployment supplements expire September 4th. Support payments decline gradually to $400 by late July, providing a bigger payout the sooner a job is secured. The Department of Workforce Solutions says it expects up to 15,000 people will take advantage of the program at a total cost of up to $10 million. New Mexico isn't the only state that is dangling an incentive to lure the unemployed back to work. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear last week announced a limited number of $1,500 bonuses to people who qualify and return to work by July 30th, setting aside $22.5 million in federal relief funds. Some businesses have complained that expanded federal aid to the unemployed employed, especially the $300 a week supplemental benefit intended to cushion the economic blow from the pandemic, has discouraged people from looking for a job. But other factors are believed to have contributed to the shortage of people seeking work again, from difficulty arranging or affording childcare to lingering fears of COVID-19. More than 70,000 residents of New Mexico are receiving unemployment insurance. New Mexico's judiciary today announced a return to in-person attendance at a broad array of court hearings and trials. Masks and health screening questions continue to be required to enter state courts, along with physical distancing requirements indoors. The state Supreme Court will begin holding oral arguments in person when all participants are vaccinated. Presiding judges can still make special arrangements to safeguard people who may be especially vulnerable to COVID-19. About 76% of judges and state court employees have been vaccinated as of the end of June. Yesterday, state health officials lifted the last restrictions on business occupancy and public gatherings. For the third year in a row, the Violence Against Women Act is stalled in Congress, and a provision that's important to tribes in our region hangs in the balance. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Typically, tribal nations lack criminal jurisdiction over non-natives who commit crimes on reservations. This latest reauthorization of VAWA includes a provision that would change that when it comes to domestic and sexual abusers. But the bill is held up in the U.S. Senate, where some Republicans oppose its restrictions on gun ownership for convicted domestic abusers. Mary Catherine Nagel is an attorney with the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. She says that measure is also critical for the protection of Native women, who on some reservations are murdered at 10 times the national average.
What we're going to need are some of our Republican allies, our friends on the Republican side, to say safety for Native women is not a partisan issue.
VAWA passed the U.S. House in March, but has not yet been scheduled for a vote in the Senate. The bill would need the support of at least 10 Republicans to pass that chamber. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
The Mountain West News Bureau is a collaboration of public media stations that serve the Rocky Mountain states. The body of a Navajo woman missing for 2 years has been found in Nevada, and her boyfriend is facing murder charges. Authorities in Farmington say the body was found in Clark County, Nevada in February. DNA test results this week showed the remains belonged to Cecilia Finona, who was 59 when she was last seen at her Farmington home on the evening of May 30th, 2019. Police today filed charges of murder, kidnapping, and tampering with evidence against her boyfriend, Jerry J. It was not clear if he had an attorney who could comment on his behalf. A missing persons report was filed for Finona on June 1st, 2019, when her mother told others she hadn't been home in 2 days. Her family has since logged searches in Farmington and the nearby Navajo Nation. Finona had returned to New Mexico after 31 years in the U.S. Army. A sprawling northern New Mexico ranch belonging to deceased financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is on the market for $27.5 million. The Zorro Ranch, put up for sale by Epstein's estate, includes a mansion and a private airstrip with a hangar and a helipad. The property is listed by Neil Lyon Group at Sotheby's International Realty in Santa Fe. Epstein killed himself in jail in 2019 at age 66 while awaiting trial on charges of sex trafficking girls in New York and Florida. Epstein purchased the property in Santa Fe County in 1993. This is KUNM.